live, launching into the third hour of the program. Dial in toll-free and bring us anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. One of the main ways is by actually creating the content for the website. You find something online you want to share with our listeners, you just submit it as show prep to the site, and then others will vote or vote up or down on it. The most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site, and you get to vote on things as well. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. It's all for free. That's freetalklive.com. Now, for those of you just tuning in, Mark, we picked up on a piece that we started last night. Didn't have a chance to get through it. It's about the forced indoctrination system, the government school system, and some of the seven sins, according to Psychology Today, one of their authors. And
yep,
we just finished up sin number one. Can you recount that real quick?
Denial of liberty on the basis of age.
The idea that these young people in America, all of them that the government is aware of, will be forced to go into this government indoctrination system, or you're forced to fill out some, you know, crazy forms and jump through some hoops in order to homeschool your kids because they act like they own your kids.
Well, yeah, he calls it prison, and you know, there's really no operable difference according. And he made a great case for it.
Number two,
fostering of shame, and on the other hand, hubris. It is not easy to force people to do what they do not want to do. We no longer use the cane as schoolmasters once did, but instead rely on a system of incessant testing, grading, and ranking of children to compare with their peers. We thereby tap into and distort the human emotional system of shame and pride to motivate children to do the work. Children are made to feel ashamed if they perform worse than their peers, and pride if they perform better.
Mm.
Shame leads to some to drop out psychologically from the educational endeavor and to become class clowns, not so bad. Bullies, bad. Drug abusers and drug dealers, very bad. And, you know, this is absolutely true. When you look at how, you know, the kids go through school, when they all start out, yay, let's go to school, we love school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the more kids they're around, whether it's at school or at home, brothers and sisters really have the way of sucking the life out of them when it comes to these things. But the whole story around going to school changes, and it changes at different times for different kids, and they cease to enjoy going and then begin to dread going.
Mm-hmm.
And school has to take responsibility for that. Like, there's something going on there. There's a cultural conversation there that causes kids to not want to do it. And I don't know what it is. To me, it's, to some extent, it's centered around them doing work. To some extent, it's centered around this shame pride thing.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a situation. It was second grade because I remember where it was in school. I was 7 years old, people. I'm 40 now. And this is how instrumental this was in my life. There were three reading groups, and they were named after, different Indian tribes. The dumb kids were the Apaches. The middle-of-the-road kids were Cherokees, and the smart kids were Crows. Do you understand that I remember the names of these groups after 33 years?
Yeah, that made an impression on you.
Because I ended up in the middle group. I ended up with the Cherokees. And those darn Crows, they'd go to their little reading group and they go, ah, ah, like Crows did. You know, they'd flap their arms and they'd go to the side of the room so they could do their little smarter reading group, right? And, you know, I knew that I had participated in a group earlier in the year where I had read more books than any of the other kids. And I knew that I could read as well as those kids in the Crow group. But for whatever reason, the teacher decided not quite good enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just didn't quite make the cut. And that can be devastating for a kid. Listen to my story.
But you know,
I remember it from, you know, decades later.
But it can also motivate you to succeed better. It depends. Every child, every person's different in how they react to that.
Just like a gladiator in the pit. I'm motivated. Yeah.
But the system isn't designed for different children. It's not designed to customize to the fact that every child can be different in those ways. It's just a one-size-fits-all system.
Or at least in this case, three sizes.
Yeah, and who's to say that maybe you were in the group number two because you didn't really take to their method of teaching reading.
Who knows? Who knows what the reason is? I mean, we can create whatever story we are around it. I mean, the facts are I ended up in the middle group for whatever reason. And this is what this is talking about, is it's talking about how kids are delivered shame and hubris. I mean, tell me that going to the one side of the room while you go, is it hubris? Mm-hmm. Tell me that me remembering this 3 decades later, I'm sure if I went and found my childhood friend Roy, who ended up in the Crow group, if I went and talked to him, I'm sure he wouldn't remember this at all. Why? Because it wasn't a big deal to him. But this is shame wrapped around this. And this happens to every kid in some way, shape, or form, and some more than others, and it can be pivotal and formative for some kids.
Yeah, I don't think fear is a very good motivator, and that sounds like it's an aspect of this.
Yeah.
So how did you react to this? Did you become a class clown, or...
I don't know. I mean, at that point, I guess at that point, reading became less important to me because I ceased to want to do book reports after that. I didn't, as I recall at this point now, book reports, I would either not do them or just mail them in.
BS them.
Yeah, BS them as much as I could. I barely read anything in high school, quite frankly. So,
yeah.
I'm not going to say that this had anything to do with it, but. That's the difference.
Let's talk to Kevin, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Hello, Kevin.
Hello. I'm calling about our educational system in Indiana, and they collect, for every 70 cents of tax they collect in Indiana, it's going to our school system. That's the college on down to elementary or grade school.
So wait, 70 cents of every dollar is going to the government schools?
Yes, and they mm-hmm. when the governor came in, Mitch Daniels, he did put out the paperwork that says 50 cents, but what they've done is shift busing and some other factors and put it on the federal government, but it's still costing 70 cents.
Wow, it's incredible.
They did in 20 cents because it was so horrible. I mean, myself and other people have pointed that out, but people, it's just ridiculous. And then you also look at the fact, like in Indianapolis, 35% of the kids never make it out of the 12th grade. Only 35%. So in other
what?
Words,
what in Indianapolis
yeah.
only 35% make it out of 12th
yeah.
grade?
In the public schools, and then what they've done is they're changing the schools to mostly the the magnet schools, and it's just a horrific dumbing down of everything here. And
another thing you need to point out here is the ones that do make it out of 12th grade, it's as on average it's 20% of graduates of public school. Are effectively illiterate, functionally illiterate, and in some cases, probably Indianapolis among them, by the sounds of it, it's up to 40%. So even the graduates, many of the graduates can't read.
And what really staggers or blows my mind is teachers saying they're not paid enough, and I've actually documented this where a teacher will work possibly 5 hours a day, because if you look at all the time they go in, study halls, etc., it's just crazy. And then they're trying to say they're overloaded with children. And a lot of the teachers here in Indianapolis are in the $50,000 range if they've been teaching
wow.
long at all. And that's just ridiculous. And then they're still basically on 9 months a year.
The pay that teachers, $50,000 a year wouldn't motivate me if I had to work inside of an incredibly broken system. And so what the education system as it exists today takes people who may or may not have been really great teachers, and it turns them into bureaucrats, a la the Department of Motor Vehicles. And that's essentially that's what the system fosters.
Mm-hmm.
And so they suck the life out. It not only does it suck the life out of the students, and kick out crappy students. It sucks the life out of teachers and kicks out crappy teachers. You want great teachers, allow teachers to teach instead of telling them how they have to work.
There's too much top-down management of education at the state and federal level. I would love to see them get rid of these federal and state departments of education and go back to more localized education, but haha, that's a pipe dream. But, teaching is not that easy. My mom was a teacher, and I'll tell you, I used to see her many nights stay up late correcting papers and doing things outside the classroom, so we shouldn't forget that either.
No doubt, there's some teachers that are really dedicated, and it isn't that easy. But what's most ludicrous is what Kevin is pointing out here. It's very expensive. And they keep wanting more money. Like, more money is always proposed as the solution to all the problems, and it never has solved anything. It's inherent problems with bureaucracy. And thank you, Kevin. Appreciate the call. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Could this really be the end of America as we know it? Recently, one of the most widely read financial journalists in the country explained how a single event in the next 12 months will likely shake the very foundation of our nation. He says this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it will change everything about your normal way of life. Could this really happen? The same man was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. And now, to get the word out on what he believes will be the most important event in our nation's past 50 years, this journalist has created an eye-opening video you can watch online for free. You may never think about America the same way again.
You can find the free video at endofamerica33.com. Please note this video contains offensive material. Viewer discretion is advised. Watch this free video at www.endofamerica33.com. That's endofamerica33.com.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. We join you here. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there free. The cam is there. The cam, webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact because our chat room is built into the same page. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com to do those things for free, of course. That's cam.freetalklive.com, but it's thanks to Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all of the major networking equipment manufacturers. at up to 99% off of list price. Not too many products you can get up to 99% off of list price, but you can with memorydealers.com. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
Back to your phone calls. If we get a chance, we'll continue the seven sins of the forced education system. First, we go ladies first to Mary, listening on XM's America's Talk 158. Hello, Mary.
Hello, yeah. I just wanted to make a comment to the gentleman who just called. I used to be an instructional assistant on the Indianapolis Public School System in special ed, and both my sons and my two daughter-in-laws both teach. And sometimes I get a little upset when I always hear about the teachers. And one comment I wanted to make about that is that a lot of these people who are making $50,000 a year literally take their life in their hands when they go into that classroom. There's a lot of drug-infested homes. Parents aren't watching the kids. I mean, it's just an atrocious situation. And these teachers have a real uphill battle, you know, trying to pull these kids in and finding ways to get through to them, to motivate them to learn and stuff. And this is mainly an issue in the inner city public school. Indianapolis also has their township within the city, and then you've got your suburbs. So I think the gentleman was referring specifically to the inner city public schools. And Indianapolis is a wonderful city. I loved it. And I also don't like the spin of Indianapolis, oh, it must be a bad city because, you know, only 35% of the people graduate from the inner city schools. And that's true. But when you get into the township part of Indianapolis, not in the suburbs, it's a totally different story. So I guess those are the two comments I wanted to make about that. It's a very nice city, and I just didn't want that spin of, you know, Indianapolis being this, you know, bad city. But that's kind of what I wanted to say.
How do you feel about tenure for teachers?
Well, my take on that, I don't see anything wrong with it because I would say 96% of the teachers are very good, and again, it's the spin of the negative and how bad they are.
Well, if they're good, and why do they need tenure?
Well, you're right about that. I guess they don't really need tenure. It's a something that has been going on for years. I don't know really how you get rid of it. You've got the
Well, that's a big problem,
changes.
Isn't it?
When you have this sort of inertia.
The government system has been going on for years, and it's a problem. Look, I think the teachers should be paid what they're worth. Whatever the job requires, that should be what they get paid. And that's the truth.
The thing about that is a lot of the teachers agree with that. If you look at all of the teachers together and not just the ones that are very strong in the union, you'll see that a lot of them would love to get their pay based on merit and how well they do. But again, when you look at the inner city school, you can't always do that because you're up against, your back's up against the wall trying to get through and teach these kids, and it's almost an uphill battle that'll never happen.
That's the point that I was trying to make earlier is that you, when it comes to merit, that what they're basing this merit on is these tests that they've decided that some bureaucrats somewhere have decided that teachers need to teach too. If you let teachers go and teach, you will find out which ones are good and which ones are bad. And I have to agree with my partner Ian here that I would love to see teachers, good teachers compensated well, and bad teachers, kicked to the curb like any other job. But unfortunately, with the way public school systems, any government organization is run, they don't have the feedback, and we don't get to see the good teachers.
Right, because the funding for schools is coercion. And you know, there's also a lot of layers of middle management with these mucky-muck big degrees where they get paid six-figure salaries and they do nothing except write papers that nobody reads.
Well, that's not always true because the ones who make it usually start in the school system as teachers and eventually get to that place. So that's not always true that they're just they don't know what goes on in the school system.
Well, I went to a private school, the best one in my town, and we had two administrators. I mean, one was a principal for the K through 6, and the other was the principal for 7 through 12.
I'm
and
talking about even above the principals.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine that they need people above principals?
Well,
yeah. What for?
It's just bureaucracy, yeah. Just layers and layers and
it
layers
is.
Of bureaucracy.
I agree. I totally agree. I disagree with this No Child Left Behind because being in special ed, it's great for funding for special ed, but the problem is you leave out the middle kids. So you've got all these programs for the higher kids that are, you know, that need that, you know, extra, you know, intense kind of education. And then the same thing on the other end of the spectrum. But there's not a lot of funding at this point going into the kids who really are your bulk of your society who are really going to take off and do well.
Well,
and they're the ones that need the attention to, you know, their reading at an elementary level and that kind of thing. So I would rather see that money pulled in that direction.
You know, a lot of the things you pointed out, I think we agree with you on here tonight. And I like that you say that you know what you think is important. You'd rather see the money spent here or rather see it focused there. The problem that we're really all dealing with here and the ultimate root of this, all of these issues that you've identified is that the government is handling education. They're forcing people to pay for things that they disagree with. So you can identify all these problems with the system and talk about what you think might be better. But maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. Or maybe you're right in some ways and maybe you're wrong in some ways.
Who knows?
And maybe the other 50,000 people in your area that care as well also have slightly differing ideas for how education should be run. And so the system we have today encourages all these individuals who have differing concepts as to what is and what is not a good education to come in and essentially pit one another against each other and fight to try to control the system so their educational model can be the one that is foisted upon the rest of the population by the threat of violence. And the only way to solve these problems is to change the root of them, and that is to take the government completely out of education and allow each individual set of parents to decide for themselves to where to send their children, and that will allow, thank you for the call tonight, I appreciate hearing from you, that will allow the marketplace to decide what educational options there are. There will be different prices, there will be different focuses. There will
be
different...
the only way you're going to get agreement in anything in this world. The government specializes in pitting one group against another, you know, whether it's the people that want creation science versus people that want, you know, and what they call real science or whatever taught in school.
And carving up these territorial monopolies on education in all these little towns and states and regions.
Right. We can have all kinds of variety and diversity in the educational options if the government would just get the heck out of the way and let each individual keep their money and decide how to spend it or invest it or save it or give it away. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Ring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. We've got a bulletin board system there where you can get interactive with other listeners of this program. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to do that. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And by the way, this program is brought to you by SACL CAI. You want to get some collections done, do it with respect. Get in touch with our friends over at SACL CAI. It's, the organization is run by Jason Osborne. He is the man when it comes to helping us achieve greater liberty in our lifetime. He takes a lot of his profits and reinvests them into the movement. So thank you to Jason Osborne and SACL CAI. As we continue here with your phone calls about what you want, we'll go to Shadow, listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hello, Shadow.
Hello there. Yeah, you're right about the idea of one size doesn't fit all in the schools. Now, the way I used to do things, now, I still love to read. I've been out of school for, well, a few years anyway. But the way I always did things was I didn't like being laughed at, of course, but then I took the fact that my stepfather and I used to go to radio stations back home in Michigan and do father and son shows. In fact, we started getting more bookings than we could handle. So what I do in the classroom is the teacher would have a reading. You start a short story. You work your way all the way around. Then when it get to me, I could goof up. Okay, right. But I'd make it part of the act. I'd have everybody laughing with me, not at me. And then the same thing with book reports. We'd have oral book reports. Well, I'd just rehearse everything the night before. Then when I get in and do my bit, and I even put comedy in Julius Caesar, a Shakespeare thing with a real English teacher from England. And when I got done with my part right there, I said, well, what do you think? She says, well, as a teacher, I've seen a lot of performances of Shakespeare in my time. But I ain't never seen Shakespeare done the way you did it. So she says, I got to give you an A for creativity.
Very good, Shadow. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Justin, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Justin. Justin in Indy, going once,
Justin. Hey, actually, this is Jason from Indianapolis.
Well, Jason, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, actually, I called you guys last night talking about the religious topics. I'm your favorite indie atheist.
Oh, okay, go ahead with your thoughts.
Actually, I'm a homeschooling father. Interestingly enough, my wife is a Christian. And about the whole one size doesn't fit all, our whole philosophy has been to put excellent materials in front of them and create within them a love of learning. And we've got a situation now with our 14, 11, and 8-year-old to where it'll be like 11:30 at night, and I'll get up to get a glass of milk, and I'll see their light on in their room, and I'll open up, and they're reading Thomas Jefferson, or they're reading something, and I have to say, hey, no more studying. Go to bed.
You know, the one thing I have to say about this is that you're creating the love of learning. I think, in my experiences with my 3-year-old, he wants very badly to learn about the world. To him, it's the most important thing going on. He'll do what daddy or mommy are doing. He'll copy. He'll do all these things. I don't have to create a love of learning. All I have to do is not kill it. And that is, it seems like the thing that schools, and in my experience, private and public, do over and over and over again.
Yeah, we couldn't agree more. We're often asked, now see, I'm finishing my MBA at a local reputed school here, Butler University. You perhaps saw us in the NCAA. And we don't do grades. We we basically just put materials in front of them, and we've got them and get out of their way. And they consume it, and they love it. And I really wish the public schools could, you know, engender that, but I think there's something systemic which prevents that.
Absolutely. The system itself is what prevents that. It is what it is, and there's no amount of reformation that can really occur to any significant extent with the government system. It just simply has to be taken out of the realm of the coercion. Once you pull away the coercion from the system, then it has the opportunity to change in the way that it needs to actually satisfy its customers. Because right now, those who are unsatisfied with the government school system, they're screwed. Yeah, you can take your kids out, but you're still screwed because
you've got to pay for it.
You're forced to pay for it.
It's never going to improve if you... This is the problem with monopolies. This is why lawmakers have hated monopolies
and talked
about them. Right. But the fact is that the government is a monopoly, and everything it gets involved in, it's a monopoly in it. So whether or not you put your kid into a public school doesn't matter. It's the fact that you have to fund it, or they'll take your house away. Every piece of property that doesn't belong to a church gets taxed, and you know, some large percentage, in my town it's like 70% of that money goes to the school system. And I'm afraid that what that results in, as a matter of fact, I can tell what that results in, is an organization that either feels like it can educate your kid or not educate your kid, do whatever they want, and blah, whatever.
I fully agree, guys, and I always wonder how many public school kids called their parents at work today and said, hey, Dad, did you know today was Thomas Jefferson's birthday? And my kid did.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, Justin. Let's talk to Brad, listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hello, Brad. Brad, in Charleston.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight, Brad?
Well, first, I'll preface this by saying I'm pretty new to your show, and I absolutely love what you guys do. But reality is I called to pick a fight, maybe just to get more of what you guys are talking about.
All right, we're good at fighting. Come on.
All right. You guys got your gloves on. Good. All right. My thing is this. In the public sector, I can file a Freedom of Information Act request and get any piece of information I want. I can find out how my local Department of Ed is spending the money. I can find out how the sheriff is using their budget. I mean, I can go and I can find anything. In the private sector, you know, you're told to, you know, go sit.
Huh?
How? You know what I mean?
There are plenty of private organizations that will open their books upon request.
Yeah, but they don't have to.
If, for example, if they're a public company, all their financial information has to be public.
Not that I necessarily support that. I don't think that a company should have to show you their books.
A private company.
If they don't want to show you their books.
Well, if you're buying stock in the company... then
I don't think they should have to do anything.
Sure, that's true.
For one,
you don't have to pay their bills. You don't have
exactly
to buy their
the
product.
Right. You don't have to buy anything from any company that you have a problem with.
Okay, so let's take a hypothetical. Let's take Department of Ed. Do away with it. Privatize it.
Okay.
No, I don't want to privatize anything because privatization suggests that some corporation will be granted a monopoly that the government previously had. I just want to eliminate the monopoly. That's all. I just want to make it so that nobody's forced to pay for this monopoly system.
Well, that breaks down to anarchy, though, because if you don't have
anarchy,
sort of
that's anarchy. If I decide, hey, I want to educate my own kid and I don't want to give you money to educate yours, I mean, that's anarchy.
Okay, think of it like this. Okay, suppose I'm a kid down the road and a bigger neighbor says, hey, meth is great, makes you feel great. Now, I, as a public entity, say, you're free to do whatever you want with your body, but here are the facts about what this drug can do to you. You understand?
What does this have to do with government schools? Please make the connection for me.
Oh man, I was taking control of the airwaves.
Oh, well, you can talk about that.
But you made a big jump.
I'm sorry, I thought we were in the middle of talking about public schools and government.
We can bring it back right back there.
If you want to talk about meth, I'm fine talking about meth too. I mean, whatever you want.
Right. We just have to be clear on what we're talking about. That's all.
Sure. Well, basically, I could not disagree with you guys more.
So you believe in stealing, then, is what you're saying?
I don't agree with stealing. No.
Well, that's what's going on. You believe in extortion?
Of course not.
Then how can you support government schools? Because, sir, if I don't pay the money that these government people are demanding of me, they're going to steal my home from me. They're going to throw me and my family out into the street. You okay with that?
Well, you're paying your taxes.
They're not my taxes. Look, yeah. If I decide to send you a bill, do you have to pay it?
Depends if we've signed a contract.
Well, then I haven't signed any contracts.
You signed a contract with the FCC somewhere.
Really?
No,
tell me about it in a moment. We'll bring it back. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled DERMATOL.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call for and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here and bring up whatever you'd like, even in the remaining moments. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. And joining you this evening is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. That you would help us get the show on more radio stations around the country so we can put ideas like, you know, getting the government out of education into people's heads, putting the concepts of liberty out as far as wide as possible on the radio, on the internet as well. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to join up. You can use any major credit card through PayPal or just use Visa or MasterCard right on our site to get signed up and get access to perks, too, like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. Go get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. That's amp.freetalklive.com. I think Brad is still with us listening in Charleston, West Virginia to WVTS. Brad, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you had mentioned the idea. I'd asked you if you support extortion, and you said you did not. And then I pointed out that the government indoctrination system is supported by extortion in the fact that I am threatened with the loss of my home, my family being kicked out into the street, if I decide I don't want to pay for this government education system anymore. And then you brought up that, well, if you signed an agreement or signed a contract, then it's okay. And we pointed out that we did not sign a contract, and then for some reason you brought up the FCC. Where were you going with that?
I was just saying that you guys were. I think that was a. I think that was a big aside.
Okay. So let's focus on one issue and let's try to really hash it out so that you're clear where we're coming from and we're clear where you're coming from.
Well, let's make it clear. There is no contract. Okay, they just send
Even
me a bill
to be on the radio, to be affiliated across the country.
No.
I'm talking about property taxes.
I do not need the government's permission to be affiliated across the country.
Hold on. I'm talking about property taxes right now. There is no contract for property taxes. They just send the bill, and they expect me to pay it, and they threaten me if I don't. Would you say that's true?
Well, you're talking about you're on American soil, and you are, through whatever local agency,
Let's talk about that.
Their land.
Now, you have pointed out a very prescient fact here. You don't own your property. When they call it ownership, what they mean is renting it from the government. Now,
no, I buy it from the government.
But you don't buy it from the government, otherwise you'd own it, and you wouldn't have to pay an annual rent for it, right?
Well, that,
you just said it was their land. Is it their land or not their land?
Well, American soil belongs to the U.S. government, yes.
Okay, how did it get – first off, how did it get to be the U.S. government's?
you guys have, what, 9 minutes left in your show, I think?
Well, it's here. It's easy, okay? It's a relatively easy operation. There were 13 separate little countries that fought a war against a foreign power, which claimed sovereignty at that time, and somebody would have said, hey, the king owns this crap. You better pay him. Those people picked up guns. They killed those other people that said, hey, you better pay him, right? So they took it by brute force. The ones that they didn't kill either fell in line or got killed. And don't forget the American Indians who had it first. They killed a lot of them, too. So it's death and destruction.
There's a lot of, right. But there is ownership. If you can own something, then there should, what you're getting at is there should be no government entities owning anything.
No, I think that all government, here's what I'm getting at. I think that all government comes out of a person's consent. And so therefore, if I choose not to, if I do not consent, then I shouldn't be governed in that way. I'm fine
what
with the
government. What gives you the stake in that plot of land, though?
I bought it.
And who did you pay?
The last guy.
And who did he pay? I mean, how does ownership come up? If it can work for the individual, why not a government entity?
Well, let's look at how that model came about. That model came about from kings, getting vassals to adhere to them as their liege. That's why you pledge allegiance to the flag. You're claiming that the government is your liege. It is your king. It is your sovereign. All of your rights flow from it. And I say that, no, your rights come from you. And that it's really this old broken model of feudalism from which we come. A government doesn't need to be tied to the land any more than religions need to be tied to the land. Would you dispute that religions used to be tied to the land?
I don't think you could.
Okay. And somehow, and at that time, somebody probably said, are you kidding me? Quakers and Puritans living in the same place? It'd be anarchy. Now, somehow or another, all kinds of different people live and believe the same things in the same plot of land. How is it that I can't pay some government agency that's not tied to a plot of land to, protect my house? I mean, we've got security companies. It's not like these things don't exist.
Right, and that takes me back to my initial point of private entity versus public entity.
Okay. Yes.
And frankly, public entities are so much more transparent.
Have you ever filed a Freedom of Information Act? Have you ever asked a cop for his dash cam footage? Transparent, my big toe.
You can see what they want you to see. No. Local news airs all sorts of grisly stuff that makes the police look like a bunch of jackholes.
Look,
right?
They are.
But they also expose corporations, too. It's not like I think you're
right,
a little deluded as to how
absolutely
transparent.
Right.
Whistleblower. That has to come from somebody saying, okay, I've had enough. But if some intrepid reporter wants to go out and say, hey, I want to see this document, this document, this document, yes, it may take 6 months, but eventually the public entity has to respond to that Freedom of Information Act.
You don't know what you're talking about.
No, they don't.
Frankly.
The fact is there's all kinds of documented cases where they just don't respond at all.
What about when they asked Bernanke where the money went?
Yeah.
The TARP money.
When's the Federal Reserve
going to get... We don't have to tell you.
When's the Federal Reserve going to get audited? Obama ran on a platform of transparency, then took the transparency award in a closed meeting. If that doesn't say it all, I agree with you that private corporations, I don't have to show you my checkbook. That much is true. But so what? You can do business with somebody who's willing to show you their checkbook. You see, choices are good, monopolies are bad. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Of course, sure.
Okay, the government's a monopoly, dude. That's all we're trying to tell you here. And it's just
but you have
end
your
monopoly.
Choice. I can send my kids to the public school, or if I can afford it, I can send them to a private school.
That's not real choice because you can't choose to stop funding the public schools. I don't want to pay for government indoctrination camps.
Right.
I'm not interested in that.
Now, think about this for a second. My kid stays at home. I homeschool him. But I have the insult of going by that school every day and taking a look at all those cars that are nicer than my cars, of those people and those teachers and those parents that are
the
there.
Kids.
That they're, you know, their kids are being sent there. They're living in bigger houses, nicer houses, driving nicer cars, but they don't give a flying flip about my kids' education.
And you're paying their salary, even
it's
though
disgusting.
Your kids don't go there.
Yeah, so if you support not having monopolies, then there's no way that you can logically support having a monopoly government around as well. I hope that you can get that. But since you brought up meth, let's jump back to that. I don't want you to think I'm trying to to kind of dodge the meth issue.
I'm all over the place. You guys are doing a great job of keeping up.
Right. Did you want to say something else about meth?
Well, my point in bringing that up was that, legalize pot. okay?
Okay, yes.
You know, so, all right, okay, we're all for that.
I'd rather decriminalize pot because legalizing it creates a system of control. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, decriminalizing it. Okay, so I need something a little harsher. Let's decriminalize meth, okay? I want to ingest whatever, you know, Drano I want to, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But isn't it important? Meth kills X number of people a year, okay?
Okay.
Probably and
because of the bad materials that are that it's made out of because it's in produced in a black market.
Probably a lot of them. It's illegal.
Yeah, the manufacturers are dying in their fires and explosions because they're not allowed to create it
also,
in a controlled lab.
Also, the people that
situation.
Are on meth don't have any opportunity. They have fewer opportunities to go get treatment because they're scared to death of getting thrown in prison.
Yeah, listen, that's a losing battle for you guys, decriminalizing meth.
I'm not saying it's right around the corner or anything like that, but the fact is, you know, it doesn't change the fact that you own your body, and you should be able to take Crystal Drano, put it in a line, and snort it.
But why
does
meth exist to begin with? That's the real question here, because there's a lot of drugs that are far less harmful that are illegal and hard to get, so meth is something people can improvise with. They're taking all these common chemicals. It's just a desperate attempt to get high, and meth has come out of it. But
it's true.
If marijuana and some of the less harsh drugs were legal, just like back in alcohol prohibition, when you had that during the 30s, you had the most nasty
moonshine
available, and you didn't see a lot of beer and wine because it was very difficult to manufacture and you had more chance of getting caught.
Right. Thanks, Brad. We're out of time for tonight, but the drug war is certainly a pet issue of mine. If you'd like to continue that discussion, you're welcome
call
to.
Call in. Ian would love to talk to you about
any old time. All right. So we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It has been Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. Join us then online again, freetalklive.com. See ya.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank having a lead back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.